Hey everyone, I am back with a preview of the movies coming out in September. I'll just highlight a few of the things that I'm really looking forward to. And I will start off with Machete, which is the new Robert Rodriguez project, which is of course a feature-length movie of the original fake trailer that was part of Grindhouse. And this just looks like really goofy fun. It has an awesome cast. And yeah, I'll definitely be going out to see this one. I'm also looking forward to The American with George Clooney. Even though I don't know a whole lot about it, except he's an assassin and that's about it. But I'll definitely be looking out for it. And, also opening is the documentary I'm Still Here about Joaquin Phoenix and his, latest exploits from the past couple of years. And I'm not exactly sure what the documentary will be like, but I'm definitely looking forward to getting some insight into what he's been up to. And it's directed by Casey Affleck. Also opening is Never Let Me Go, the new film by Mark Romanek, starring Keira Knightley, Carey Mulligan, and Andrew Garfield. It'll be opening in limited release, so there's no telling when I'll get a chance to actually watch it. But it's one that I'm definitely looking forward to. Another more mainstream release would be The Town by Ben Affleck, which is his kind of bank heist movie. I've really been looking forward to it. I've really enjoyed his last directed film, Gone Baby Gone. And, hopefully this one can, live up to the promise that was shown in that. Also opening is Jack Goes Boating, which is Philip Seymour Hoffman's directorial debut. It's a kind of a typical indie comedy. It looks pretty quirky and, I don't know. It has my interest, but it looks kind of typical, I guess. Let's see. Also, Wall Street Money Never Sleeps, which I've kind of heard mixed things about, but I'm looking forward to what Oliver Stone will do with that. Hopefully he can have some kind of return to form by revisiting some old territory and updating it a little bit. And the last thing that I'll cover is Buried with Ryan Reynolds, where he's buried alive. It looks pretty good. And it definitely calls to mind the sequence in Kill Bill Volume 2. I'm definitely looking forward to that, but it'll be opening in limited release. Hopefully we'll see that pretty soon. That's a little preview of some of the movies coming out in September. And I will be back next month.